Quad City Rocker is Rock 104.9. Mike has not been watching Mad Men this season, and off air I was telling him about Creepy Glenn, and he's back.
I'm that, excited to get caught up.
That kid had me so soon. Creeped out the other night, I had to turn on every light in my house.
Awesome. I didn't know that's Wiener's kid.
Yeah, that's Matthew. Is it Wiener or
Wiener,
Weiner?
Weiner.
Let's call the whole
thing
off.
I hesitate to call someone Wiener, unless it's Felicity Huffman. And then, yeah. He is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader. Before we start getting into fisticuffs here about Dinner for Schmucks, a brilliant movie that some people just don't get.
Oh, it starts early.
I was excited to see your review of Wit, the play, and our friend Laura Adams was interviewed in that.
Laura Adams was. She is a lovely lady.
Isn't she the best?
I adore Laura Adams. Yeah. Wit opens next week Thursday, the Village Theater, the Curtain Box Theater Company's production of Wit.
And you're a producer of this?
Yeah, I'm associate producer on this, and I'm
Didn't
also
Didn't you give Laura a bad review one time?
Sure, yeah. I've given most people a bad review at some point. Yeah, they forgive. They, you know.
Good.
Old wound. These wounds heal.
I thought I just
eventually.
Bring that up.
No, it's true. You know, we both. It's something we both know. I think every time
we're
see
working
each other.
Together.
I've also given her dozens of really good reviews because she's pretty fan freaking tastic.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
She
but
and it was she's doing better and everything's going well there.
Yeah, yeah. She's in great spirits and she's just so lovely.
She's
I
the
adore
best.
Her.
So Wit, tell us where we can get tickets and
This is a Curtain Box Theater Company. TheCurtainBox.com. Is the website. You can check it out. But it runs Thursdays through Sundays and Tuesdays at the Village Theater in the Village of East Davenport, being directed by a gentleman named Philip William McKinley, who directed The Boy from Oz on Broadway with that Hugh Jackman got a Tony for.
Oh, wow.
Quite the coup to get him here, actually. Yeah. And he's just an unbelievably sensational director, really great guy.
Jackman's been on this show, too.
That's right. Friend of the program, Hugh Jackman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Jackman, Macy?
I don't know how legitimate that one was, but.
I don't know how legitimate you are.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's well played.
Touché.
Let's talk about the movies that
was exactly the right thing to say.
Should we get the other ones out of the way and then we can have our fight?
Yeah, let's do that.
Just to stay friendly for
The
a little
kids
longer.
Are all right.
The
you
kids
loved.
Are all right. I did love. Yeah, fantastic. Just a really smart.
Now this is the Who
sharp,
film.
Funny. No, but that would be nice. No.
Do they
you never
this,
even
do
you never hear the song?
Song?
No. At all.
And this is the kids
their sperm donor dad.
Are all right, with two L's as
yes,
opposed to
this
the,
is the correct spelling
get,
version.
Get
of
away
that.
With that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
clever.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Snuck around that. It's tremendous. Boy, I loved it. Yeah. Really good. Very funny. Very moving. Very smart. Really smart movie. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. I got nothing more to add.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just fantastic.
Best one of the year?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Best
it
movie
really
so far?
For me, yes.
Yeah,
I just,
best movie
yeah. It just really worked.
And that overtakes what again, you think?
Inception, I think.
Inception?
Would have been, yeah. But which I'm going to go see again, within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely want to catch that IMAX, see what that's like.
All right. So,
I saw Charlie St. Cloud because I didn't get to review it yet, but I did see Zac Efron's Charlie St. Cloud.
Pretty much
Cloud.
What we thought?
No.
No?
Surprisingly not. It's kind of like, The Sixth Sense more than it is kind of a weepy thing.
Wait
it's
a minute.
Really this,
is Zac Efron dead the whole time?
No, he's not. No. But he does see dead people, as we knew, with
right.
his little brother.
Okay,
right.
And,
so he
and
sees
a few
more
others.
Than his,
and a few others.
So he sees more than his brother.
Yes, which you don't necessarily, you're aware of it, but it's he keeps kind of seeing people and you're like, dead? Not dead. Hard to tell. I'm not quite sure yet. It kind of keeps you guessing just a little bit. It's
Don't
not,
tell me you liked Charlie St. Cloud.
I didn't, but it could
wait
have been,
a minute.
No, but it could have been worse
yeah.
for sure. It's
so
it's
not
actually,
the worst thing ever.
Zac Efron's interesting because he keeps these movies he's making. What was it, 17 again? He did
uh-huh.
last year,
uh-huh,
and then
yeah.
he did me and Orson Welles movie. He always surrounds himself by really good actors, but he winds up looking like the worst one on screen.
Uh-huh.
But boy, he's got smart co-stars. He's got Ray Liotta in this, who's really awfully good. I can't remember the name of the girl who plays his girlfriend in this, but she's great. The little dead kid, stunning.
Really?
Great performance by little dead kid. Yeah.
And he's credited as little dead kid.
He's credited as that, I
little
think.
Little dead kid.
Maybe you've seen me a little movie called Charlie St. Cloud. I play little dead kid number one.
Right? Yeah. It wasn't terrible. It's romantic gush, but it's not as bad as Nicholas Sparks
I'm disappointed to hear that. Because
I was a little too.
I was hoping this would just be the kind of awful that made it good.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like the
Now,
notebook,
he never grabs a basketball and breaks into song during this, does he?
No.
Okay,
we're spared that at least.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that was, it was fine. It's okay.
All right.
And then Dinner with Schmucks.
Dinner
with Schmucks with Dave said it could be the funniest movie he's ever seen.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
It is certainly as funny or funnier than everyone told me The Hangover was going to be.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. You didn't like that one. Yeah,
I laughed
right.
at this dinner for schmucks.
A lot.
I laughed at least once a minute the entire movie.
That's
the
awesome.
The opening of that movie, and I don't want to ruin it, but the opening of that movie, the wife and I were in tears. Mm-hmm. We were laughing so hard. You'd love it, too.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure I'll see it.
Yeah.
You didn't like it.
I'd see it again. Through it again. Not really, no.
Wasn't funny?
It kind of started not being funny for me in that opening credit scene. I think we can give that away. It's not a spoiler or anything.
The Steve Carell character is a taxidermist, and he puts mice in these crazy situations.
Yeah, he makes little panorama type things of mice, like uh-huh. at the amusement park and swimming sunbathing topless.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. They are brilliant little dioramas, I guess is
right,
what he makes, right?
Right.
They're incredible. But it dawned on me then, this is not an idiot. This is not a schmuck. This is a really talented artist because they're incredibly well designed and beautiful. And so right from the start I was going, why are we going to be making fun of this guy who's actually insanely gifted? But the movie's going to pretend that it's ridiculous that he makes these little things. And it just didn't seem ridiculous at all to me. I was like going, well, that's a skill. That's a talent. He's really good.
You are thinking too much
at
a comedy.
I don't. If I'm thinking too much, then it's not working, right?
Why in the world do all of those caddies goof around at the golf course?
Uh-huh.
And why doesn't he just put Deacon down to get rid of the gopher? Why is Bill Murray's character you going through such lengths to get rid of a gopher? It's a comedy show.
Let's
Schultz.
Talk about Jermaine Clement. Should we talk about Jermaine Clement for
yes.
a minute? He plays this egomaniacal artist who puts himself in all of his paintings. He draws himself as like a centaur and stuff.
Uh-huh. Let me
now, is this the guy with the horns?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's a little clip. Jermaine Clements and Steve Carell are sitting at a pond, and Jermaine Clements says, "Have you ever lived as a goat for 6 months, speaking only as a goat and doing only goat things?"
Uh-huh.
And Steve Carell goes, "No." And Jermaine Clement goes, "I'm surprised to hear you say that."
See, that's funny. That's cool.
I was in tears. Now, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's funny.
No, Brainiac over here is going to go, "No, too many close-ups."
I think that's funny. That's a funny bit.
Yeah.
But the problem is that this guy he's ridiculous. I mean, he's hugely ridiculous. And yet, Paul Rudd's girlfriend, who's supposed to be the sane one in the movie, who's supposed to be the level-headed girlfriend, somehow thinks this man's brilliant. Somehow thinks that this is actually an artist worth representing. And no one kind of acknowledges the fact that he's insane. The artist is not good.
Uh-huh.
He's not talented.
Yeah.
But if anyone should be aware of that, it should be this sane, level-headed girlfriend who's, you know, but they make her into a fool for buying it. You know,
just it's about like, every line that guy has in a movie, just about every line,
yeah.
I was laughing out loud. I mean, every word out of that guy's mouth, I was laughing.
So you didn't think it was funny dialogue, huh?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was stuff that I giggled at.
Yeah.
I thought Steve Carell had a lot of good stuff. I thought he was better than he's been for a long time in movies.
Yeah.
When he's putting that diorama together of all the great dreamers and their mice.
Yeah, at the end, okay.
Vincent van Gogh, a man who cut off his ear to paint a painting. And when they said, "You suck," you know what he said? "I can't hear you."
made me laugh out
this
loud.
This movie has so many of those lines where you just, I mean, I struggled on the ride home to remember half the movie because I was laughing so hard.
Okay.
I'm happy.
I think here it is. This is it in a nutshell. If you're a thinking person like Mike, you might not like Dinner for Schmucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an idiot like me, do not walk. Run to the theater.
Let it wash over you.
If you're a person who hates fun and good times like Mike Schultz,
stay
away from the movie.
There we go.
If you're a person who loves life and enjoys a laugh like me, go see Dinner for Schmucks.
All right.
Perfect.
And here's the thing, too, because I was we ran into Mike in the parking lot. And I was assuming we'd have this high five moment, we all just saw the greatest comedy of all time.
God,
and
you
Mike
know,
goes, "I didn't love it."
I did. I had to kind of wriggle out of that conversation.
Uh-huh.
I felt terrible. I guess I got to meet your wife for the first time, and I was like being the contrary jackass in the parking lot.
We were doing our
who hates
we
fun.
Were doing our Siskel and Ebert on the way home, like we like to do on the way home from movies, and both of us just agreeing that it's an A+ movie. I mean, just an A+ movie. But then I started reading reviews online, and a lot of them agree with Mike.
Yeah.
And the thing too, I think the problem with a lot of what the critics are saying, and you're not one of them, but a lot of them want to compare the movie. It's a remake of a French film.
Yeah, which I haven't seen. Yeah.
And people that saw the French film thought that the movie wasn't cruel enough, that it should have been crueler to the schmucks.
I think that's probably valid, though, because, I mean, you know what, within 10 minutes, you know the arc, of course. It's, I mean, we're going to be asked to make fun of Steve, to laugh at how stupid Steve Carell is for the first two-thirds, and then the movie's going to kind of chide us for doing that and say, hey, he's really actually sensitive. You should be nice to Steve Carell. And that kills the fun, you know?
Oh. You gotta get that promotion. We gotta get off this floor. It smells like cabbage on this floor. Do you know how hard it is to get laid when you smell like coleslaw? Not hard. That's just a great
yes,
line.
I agree. Okay. Many great lines. Just didn't care for the movie.
How is it doing?
Second place.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's behind Inception
it's all
right.
still. Doing all
nothing
right.
can, nothing can beat Inception at the box office.
And then what's in the theaters now?
Well, we've got Step Up 3D.
Oh, boy.
Tight-knit group of street dancers find themselves pitted against the world's best dancers.
And they're coming at you.
In a high-stake hip-hop showdown. And just for Mike, it's in 3D.
Fantastic.
So these obnoxious dancers will be kicking you in the face for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit from the trailer for Step Up 3D.
Some people learn to dance, others are born to.
People dance because dance can change things. One move can bring people together. One move can make you believe like you're something more. One move can set a whole generation free.
Can we name one move in history that has set a generation free? Just one.
I don't know that's true. Yeah.
I guess the qualifier, you know, it's, well, it can. It just hasn't yet. But one move can.
One day, someone will invent a move that will free us. That will free us all. Also opening, boy.
We don't agree on a lot, but when we get on the dance floor, we're one.
Also opening today in theaters, The Other Guys, Will Ferrell, and... What's that?
Wahlberg.
She's making hand signals. The Love Dogs are here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, excellent. All right.
That's our producer now, Chrissy. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg star as a pair of sideline police detectives who finally get their chance to step up. Here's a...
nice. That was well done.
Here's a quote, a clip from The Other Guys in Quad City Theaters today.
I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. If we were in the wild, I would attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you!
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
okay.
Looking forward to it.
So this
I
can't,
say.
There's no way. This might redeem, well, it won't redeem it.
Well, no, nothing will redeem it. No.
Cop out.
Yeah. This
is.
Eva Mendez plays Will Ferrell's wife in this.
Uh-huh.
Can I play another clip?
Yes,
please. I enjoyed that.
This, I like these clips, yeah.
Which is crazy to me because for the longest time, you did not think Will Ferrell was funny at all.
No,
well,
but
lately
I've gone hit or miss on him. Yeah,
it's hit or miss.
I'm getting more on board.
So Eva Mendez plays Will Ferrell's wife, and in this clip, Mark Wahlberg is having trouble wrapping his brain around
that.
Yeah.
Hi. You must be Terry. I'm sorry I've been hiding, honey, but this dinner was tricky.
Oof. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Sheila Gamble, his wife.
Come on, seriously, who is that?
His old lady.
Sweetie, it's a workstation.
Got it.
And you come in here dressed like a hobo, it's distracting.
I know you're working. I'm so sorry.
Come on, Seriously, come on, what? Who is that?
She's a doctor, and she's making some sort of exquisite meal.
This is a workstation. You come here dressed as a hobo.
I'm excited. I gotta say, this one has been making me laugh.
I think it's getting pretty decent reviews too. Yeah. So this might be a good Will Ferrell.
Well, Wahlberg makes me laugh. When's the last time we've had a good buddy cop movie? I mean,
right?
Well, again, it's not Cop Out.
No, it's not Cop Out.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, well, it's time. We're due.
Yeah. He is Mike Schultz.
Good
luck.
Critic, not to
disappoint you next week.
Hater of fun. Now listen, agree to
stick it to him, I said.
Agree.
Right?
Agree.
You know what, Mike? You're probably right.
Darren,
don't even.
Darren, I really want you to see this
movie. I will go see it.
I really want you to see this movie.
I'll try to see it again on cable.
I'll probably try and knock it out this weekend.
What's the last movie you saw that you didn't like and then you resaw it and you liked? How long has it been since you've had that?
I do that actually relatively quite a bit. Burn After Reading, I remember, I didn't like at all. The Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
And then bought it, and I think I've watched it like another 8 times since, and now it's genius.
Is that Red movie coming out with Helen Mirren? And that looks real damn good.
You don't want to sneak up on George Clooney.
Right?
No.
Or Bill Macy, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We're Dave and Darren, minutes away from The Love Dogs, live in studio, and Amazing Larry.
Amazing Larry.
This is Rock 104.9.